Another parable he spoke, and the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. You drop one, you take the church, the body of Christ, and I don't care how big this thing is, if you just take a few men or women that are teaching the truth of the Word of God, it's going to get a hold, isn't it? And when it gets a hold of you, you're going to change somebody. You're going to leaven somebody else, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not going to let this stuff stay right there. You're going to tell somebody. See, that's like whenever when the Lord first spoke to me, I didn't understand these parables. I had no idea that He could take a little engineer that didn't know nothing about the kingdom, really. And that He could take me and He could begin to teach me from His Word, begin to speak to me and open my understanding to these things. And that I could take and start making a handful of tapes. And of course, again, I come back to Fred. When we started this church 5 years ago, Fred said, "Now, Thurman, I've listened to some of your stuff, and it's not bad. It's pretty good," he says. So he said, "If you give it away and the people find out how good it is, they're going to take it by the multitudes, and you ain't going to be able to pay for it all." He said, "You're going to have to sell this stuff." See, that comes from a businessman. He's a businessman. He understands business. But see, he didn't understand the principles of the kingdom. But he's learning now. I said, "No, Fred, I ain't never going to sell nothing. As long as God pays the bills, I'm going to give it away." Well, the last few weeks, Phil has been buying about anywhere from 12 to 20,000 CDs and DVDs a week. You talk about making some stuff? $4,000 worth a week? Just blank media? And I give all that away? You better hope somebody's going to send some money back, don't you? But Wendy, have you ever not got paid? No. Tashana, you ever not got paid? Did I ever have to tell y'all, "I'm sorry, I don't have the money, you have to wait till next week"? No. Isn't God good? He meets our needs every week. Now, that leaven, that stuff that we're sending out is filtering all through the body of Christ. And what is He doing with that stuff? Did the stuff we make that God gave me, is it changing your life?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Is it changing friends' life? Yes. Oh, I kid Ernest Nestor all the time. But, you know, I'm telling you, when we was out at GLC, I mean, we got to talk about these things. And, I mean, to think that here's this lovely woman that for 15 years had a tumor in her stomach and couldn't get rid of it. And when she came here, she found out what the sin was that opened the door. She got that repented of, and we prayed for her, and that thing was gone in a week.
Amen.
And she ain't had it no more. But their granddaughter also. I mean, she had breast cancer. Young woman, only 20 years old or something. Wasn't she, Ernest? Yeah, 20 years old. And she didn't understand these principles either. She came over here, we got found out what her sin was, got her to repent and prayed for her, and it's gone. No surgeries, no nothing.
Amen.
I mean, the truth of the mysteries of the kingdom will change your life, won't it? It'll make it easy in the morning when you wake up and you look over and you're going to say, "Lord, thank you that I can open and close that thing."
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank Him and praise Him. Because, you know, we might not be able to do it. And we know from those scriptures that Kim read there a while ago, God loves for us to praise Him for everything, doesn't He? Everything. Just start praising Him. If you ain't got nothing to praise Him for, praise Him anyway, right, Kim? And then you'll have something to praise Him for. He'll make it come to pass. But anyway, let's go on after we talk about this one. Let's go to the next one. All these things Jesus spoke unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable spoke He not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." Now, before He laid the foundations of the world, all these things were put in place. But He didn't tell us these things until He was ready. They were kept secret. As I'm studying these things this last week, I'm laying there in my office, and my chair, actually sitting there in my chair, is not really laying there, but I'm kind of reared back, you know, in my chair. And I'm thinking, "God, what a privilege. what a privilege to get to work for you. I mean, I worked for some good companies in my life. You know, I flew some big airplanes around and I got paid good money to do that. And it was a great job. I loved it. I had the best. I mean, Keith will know. I get on an airplane here and fly to Frankfurt. You can't get an easier job than that, can you, Keith? It's when you have to fly through the weather all over the United States. That's when you earn your money. You know, I mean, guys like him, you know, he earns his money, let me tell you, especially when the weather's bad. When the weather's bad, and some of these little airports, he has to go, he earns his money. But when you got a job like I had, you get at New York City or get on, I mean, I had really had a, used to have a bad job. I'd leave San Francisco, and my first stop was Hawaii. One day in Hawaii, and then the next day we go on a little further out there to, I can't even think of that island way off out there in the middle of the Pacific, but Guam. We'd land at Guam. Of course, there wasn't a whole lot at Guam. But then the next day, we go from Guam to Da Nang, and I didn't want to stay overnight there. I'm ready to get in there and get out. And then we go to Tokyo, and we stop in Tokyo. Now, that was a nice place to stop. You know, there was lots of things to see and buy and all that kind of stuff. And then the next day, we'd get on and we'd go up across the Aleutian chain and come back into Anchorage, Alaska. And in the summertime, that's beautiful. And then we come down to San Francisco. I mean, that was a 9-day trip for me. I'd only had to do two of those a month. Got paid big dollars to do all that. Boy, wasn't it fun? But the mysteries of the kingdom hadn't been given to me. I worked for an airline. I didn't know how to work for Jesus. I didn't even know what was available to me as a son of God. Nobody had ever taught me the mysteries of the treasures of the kingdom of God. But where were they all the time? In that book. In that book. So one day, I decided to start reading that book in detail. Aren't we glad?
Amen.
I am so glad I now work for the King of the universe. You know what a privilege it is? Yes, Wendy, you know what a privilege it is to work for the King, because you work for Him too, don't you? I saw you up here a while ago when you were singing. You were really worshiping the King. You know, you and all the rest of them, but I was really watching you, how you were just in the spirit of praise. Amen. It is. It's serving Jesus is awesome, isn't it? Seeing Him do His wonderful blessings and seeing Him answer the prayers and get to read a letter like this one I read to you, but I get to read those all the time. Every day I have those. I went through most of my life and never had one like that. Never. Never. Why? Because the mysteries had not been revealed to me. I had not paid the price. But these mysteries are in here. I had this book forever. The mysteries of the kingdom. I will open my mouth in parables and I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundations of the world. For the first time when Jesus came, He gave us these things and wrote these things down in His Word. But He fixed them where it's not just all that simple for you to go get the book and read it one time and say, I got it. You know, it's not that easy. It takes a little bit of time for you to do this. Now then, let's go to verse 44, 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found it, he hideth, and for joy therefore goeth and selleth all that he has and buys the field. Now then, like I said, if you ever meet this Jesus, this mystery of the kingdom will be revealed to you and you'll give everything you got. I mean, just like he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hid in a field. I didn't realize the treasure I had when I had Jesus. I accepted Jesus as an 11-year-old boy and had no idea the treasure I held in my heart. I didn't know who He was. I had Him in here, but I didn't have no Word in me. I just had Jesus. I didn't have any Word. Some of you have been there, haven't you? No, not some of you. All of you have been there. All of you have had a time when you come to Jesus and you accepted Him as Lord and Savior, but you didn't know nothing about Him. Nothing. And then one day, you decided to read the book. And when you got in the book and began to read it, you found the treasure in this book. He said, when you find this treasure, you'll sell everything you got to keep it. You ain't going to swap churches and go out and look at some church that don't teach about Jesus. Like that young man told me the other day, well, I've been to church all my life. You know, I'm 20 years old now. I mean, this stuff, this religious stuff, you know, I need to find one of these New Age deals or something. I said, son, you ain't never met the King. You ain't never met Him. When you meet Him, Wendy, ain't nothing no better than the King, is there? He's everything. When you meet Jesus, and you really get Jesus in your heart, you don't want nothing else. I don't want to talk about nothing else. I want Him to be number one in my life. I don't want nothing besides Jesus. He's all there is that counts. You get Jesus, so He give us one whole verse to tell us about the treasure that's in Christ. And then He says again, verse 45, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. How many men have traveled around the world, dived, done all kinds of things, trying to find or grow these magnificent pearls? Next verse, 46. Who, when he found one of great price, can you imagine the day the guy walked up and he opened that oyster up? And it was the biggest one he'd ever seen in his life. And he opened this thing up and there's a pearl in there that big around. Perfect. Flawless. The Lord says, you'll sell everything you have. Give everything you have to buy that pearl. What do you think a pearl that size would be when you walk up to the kingdom one day, the real one, and there's a gate there this big as this wall? I think about those gates. Somebody says, you know the gates of heaven? Yeah. You know, there's a little gate here, big enough for a man. You might have to stoop to get in it. Got a couple of pearls. I said, give me a break. The wall is 200 feet tall.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.